Around Town with Mary Grove. Brian?
Around Town with Mary Grove. Mary Grove Awnings.
And that's Dana Clark providing the finger snapping and the and the little dance that you've come up with for us with Around Town with Mary Grove. Thank you, Mike Fallahy, for making it possible for us to feature some great restaurants that are using your fabulous awnings to increase their business, expand their place, and that includes Orchard Bar and Table on Catawba Island in Ohio. Right, Dana?
Ohio. We have on the line Mr. Bill Blumensaat. He's the owner. And good morning, Bill.
Morning, Bill.
Good morning.
You know, I am reminded, Dana, and our WJR family, that I actually interviewed Bill, well, it was years ago, wasn't it, Bill?
Yes, it was. I don't know how many years ago, but a long time ago.
It had to be a long time ago, and it was about the ferry operating from Fort Clinton to and Sandusky to Put-in Bay and the Jet Express. And I'm glad to be reminded of that, because that's well over 25 years ago.
Yeah, and Tom Brady was probably right there with us.
Tom Brady. God bless Tom Brady. I just talked about him the other day as we talked about the troubadour of the Great Lakes, who used to, and I think is still performing there in Put-in Bay, matter of fact. But enough with the past. Let's go to the future. An Orchard Bar and Table. Tell me a little bit about your Orchard Bar and Table, if you would, Bill.
Well, we're an 11-acre agritourism destination on Catawba Island. We're a multi-generational family-owned business, and our business includes apple orchards, peach orchards, vineyards. We have a restaurant that's farm to table called Orchard Bar and Table, and we also have a orchard farm stand, which we're just opening this week, an extended fruits, vegetables, local fruits and vegetables and stuff we grow on property, and also bakery and wood-fired pizza and handmade ice cream. So we have a lot going on at the orchard right now.
You sure do, and it's a work of love with yourself and your children, I understand. Your kids are involved now.
It is, yes it is, and our emphasis is on outside space, which is obviously very popular right now. And we utilize these Mary Grove awnings at our outside bar. We seat about 300 people in our outside patio bar and eating area on the restaurant. And we also utilize these at the farm stand to contain our displays when there's bad weather or it's cooler out. And we also use them in our Vintners Club Pavilion that encloses the entire pavilion and allows us to use that space year-round.
Dana, I see that they have in 5 days a grand opening of the farm stand and pizza bakery, which is very cool.
Well, their motto is eat, drink, and gather, and this definitely seems like a full afternoon. This is like a destination for you to go and spend the day.
I didn't realize when I heard about the number of acres and all of that, and the live entertainment and music, the food at the Orchard Bar and Table. Give us a little bit of the menu, if you would, so that we have a good feel for what we can expect food-wise, Bill.
Well, a couple of things I want to get in is that we are open 7 days a week in the Orchard Bar and Table restaurant, which these two areas are just across the parking lot from each other, so you can park and just go back and forth. We have new American cuisine that's European inspired, and some of the things we have currently on our appetizer menu are pork belly and octopus. We have a short rib tostada. We have a smoked Michigan whitefish dip, oysters on the half shell. We have always a charcuterie board from the farm stand, items from the farm, private label, jams and jellies that we use in components in some of our dishes, such as coconut shrimp with our own hot Catawba peach horseradish dipping sauce that we create here in private label and sell at the farm stands. Entree-wise, we have pesto shrimp, Chilean sea bass, filet mignon, roasted half chicken, bone-in Wagyu ribeye. We do prime New York strip steaks and a very popular Wagyu burger on our menu.
Fresh black grouper, Lake Erie perch tacos. You know, Dana, week after week we talk about getting to these
tortured.
Places. And now we have one we have to take a boat to get to. We've got to figure out how to do this. Oh, no, we don't have to.
No, we're on Catawba, so we're just about 3 miles off of Route 2. We're about 35 minutes, 45 minutes from Toledo, Oregon, and we're about 20 minutes from Cedar Point.
I was still thinking about Tom Brady Put-in Bay and all of that. Yeah. All right. So you did mention, I'll say it again, open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. till 10 p.m., Saturday, 11:30 a.m. till 10 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., and as Dana said, eat, drink, gather, the motto there. What's the special deal we have for our WJR listeners? We have a giveaway to the first 25 customers.
Yeah, we do.
What is it, Bill?
Maybe.
I'll say it. We're passing the baton around. Okay, so the first 25 customers to visit Orchard Bar and Table, they'll receive an order of coconut shrimp, compliments of Mary Grove awnings, and that's served with hot Catawba peach and horseradish dipping sauce. So that sounds very tasty. Coconut shrimp today.
That's the first 25 customers to visit Orchard Bar and Table and mention they heard Mary Grove on WJR. They're going to receive those goodies, thanks to Mike Fallahy. And Mary Grove awnings, you've got lots of other things from the farm stand. You say try the peaches, fresh fruit and vegetables. A good peach is hard to find, and now's the time. I love good peaches,
the
time.
Red Havens are out now. Another thing I want to mention is that we do have live entertainment every day, including Sundays during brunch. And the farm stand is open at 10 in the morning right now, soon to be earlier when we open the pizza shop this week, and bakery and coffee. So that's open all day until late in the evening, so that we have a food venue available for lunch and dinner.
That sounds fabulous. And you have some specialty drinks that look pretty special.
Yeah,
lavender martini.
And we have a lavender bed that we get that from. A lot of our mints and herbs and stuff are grown right here on the property.
What's the Cuban peach?
I'm not sure. I haven't had it.
Oh, okay.
We change our menu about every couple weeks, and they add stuff and take stuff away.
You know, one of these times, Dana, we're going to go, and we're going to take Bill with us.
Yes, we will.
We'll have a Cuban peach.
Test it out.
We'll have a Cuban peach together. All righty, that's it. Around Town with Mary Grove. Bill Blumenseth, the owner of Orchard Bar and Table on Catawba Island in Ohio, along with his family. It sounds like a good place to stop by and visit. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Dana. That's Around Town with Mary Grove. Thank you, Mike Fallahy, as we continue on News Talk 760 WJR, the Paul W. Smith Show, Thursday morning edition.